Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank Business, banking for good. Member FDIC. It's the Fan Late Night with Sean Drotar on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
Broncos are dealing potentially with a literally game-changing factor as Antonio Brown finds himself on the verge of suspension for the opening game for the Broncos. Enough of a difference that literally the point swing went 2 points towards the Broncos' direction on just the news that it might happen. With us now is 104.3 The Fan's James Merrillat. James, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good, Sean. How are you?
All right. And this is fascinating. When you look at the way Brown's language in his contract is structured, they could suspend him, conceivably then void the rest of the remaining money. If he's on the field for the opening night, then his salary becomes vested. So in other words, suspending him not only has a potential idea for punishing him for the behavior, but it's required if they want to get out from under him. Do you think that that's a good idea? Have you seen enough for this that if you were the Raiders, you'd just move on?
Yeah, I certainly would. I mean, you know, there's the temptation of Antonio Brown's talent and the fact that he's, you know, one of the two or three best receivers in the league. And, you know, you'd love to have that as a part of your offense. But, you know, heck, how many instances have there been in the last 6 weeks? It's been three or four different things that have just been, you know, comical, any of them by themselves. You put them all together and you're like, oh my gosh, this pattern. So I'm looking at it. If I'm Mike Mayock, if I'm John Gruden, you know, you kind of have a 48-hour window here to get out of this mess and say, you know what, let him be somebody else's problem. I take it, because if you don't, it's just a matter of time. Well, I mean, what is it going to be? 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 12 weeks, you know, toward the end of the season, next off season. I mean, it's a matter of time before something else happens. There's more drama. You're dealing with this again, and then you're stuck and you're having to eat the money. So, you know, it's a tough call because he is a great, great player. And I know John Gruden likes him as a player and likes him personally, but man, you gotta get out of jail free card here. I think if you're the Raiders, you jump on it and you just move on and live a simpler life. That would be my choice.
Let me play devil's advocate with you on that, because, okay, yes, I know he showed up to training camp in a hot air balloon and talked about his frozen feet in Europe and then didn't like his helmet and then went back and forth and then decided to put his fine letter on Instagram and then apparently decided to get into an argument with the GM on the field. At the same time, none of this is entirely out of character for Antonio Brown. Doesn't the Raiders organization, Mike Mayock already made a questionable call. Maybe it'll work, but picking Cleveland Farrell with the fourth pick in the draft seemed like a big reach to most people. Goes ahead and signs Antonio Brown after trading for him. I mean, how much of this lands on Mayock's shoulders?
No, I definitely think there's quite a bit of it that does. And look, the whole situation and the confrontation that has led to this possible suspension, you know, I kind of look at it, and they're both adults, and I don't mean this in the wrong way, but, you know, one guy's, you know, much younger than the other. One of them's the boss. One of them's not. I think it's up to Mike Mayock here to be the adult in the room and not let this confrontation occur, not get into it with a member of his team on the field. I think that's totally on Mike Mayock. I just think it's one of those things of, like, you know, it was getting in the way there, and instead of just, you know, taking the high road here and be up in the office and be the boss and have the conversation up there. You know, he's tired of dealing with it, and he's down there and he's getting into it with the player. No, it's a lot of it on Mike Mayock. He made the decision to bring him in. I think he could have avoided this particular confrontation by just being the adult in the room, so to speak. But all that said, he's also the guy that has to make the decision of, all right, this ain't going to work. I mean, we've had a hot air balloon. We've had frozen feet. We've had a helmet issue. We've had this. That's all been in the last 6 weeks. I got a chance to, you know, basically get out of this for a third-round pick and a fifth-round pick. I'm going to cut my losses. That would be the adult decision to make. So I'm not excusing Mike Mayock of, any of the blame here. Certainly for bringing him in, certainly for signing under the contract, and then certainly for this particular instance. I think a lot of it's on him. You got to know the player is going to be heated. You already knew he was mad. You saw his Instagram post. Why go down and even set up this confrontation? Pretty easy to avoid if you're the GM. So I don't disagree with you on that. I just think he also has to look at it and say, hey, what's the prudent decision here? And I think cutting your losses is the prudent decision.
And it makes some sense to do so, even though it would hurt the team, because, of course, this is the last year in Oakland. I don't expect it to be sold out every game. We've heard radio stations in Oakland that looked at coverage in Oakland. They're about done. They have the don't let the screen door hit you on the way out vibe in Oakland already. And in Las Vegas, the presumption, of course, is that who cares? The guy they paid the big money to be the face of the franchise is John Gruden. And if you're not even good in 2020, you're going to have a honeymoon period, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to sell out every game in 2020, 2021, 22, 23, you name it. They could be the worst team in the league, and they're going to sell out every game just because of the novelty and they're new. Plus, and you and I both know it's going to turn into this, you know, at some point, half the stadium is going to be filled with opposing fans, right? Doesn't matter where you're coming from. You know, everybody's going to look at the schedule, you know, whether you're from Jacksonville, Denver, Cleveland, Detroit, you're going to look at it and go, hey, we got Vegas. That's our trip on, you know, circle the date, October 18th, and you're making a weekend out of it. So that's going to be the easiest ticket to sell in the NFL. So, yeah, I don't think that becomes a factor at all. I don't think Antonio Brown moves the needle in Oakland this year. And I think in Vegas, early on, it's going to be, hey, Raider Mania, they're here, let's be excited. And then moving forward, that's going to be, you know, like I said, it's going to be the easiest ticket in town to sell between all the visiting fans and just the random tourists that are there. They're going to have no issues at the gate.
So here's the question to we go through this and we get another question with it. It's the players to play. Now, the players, by and large, and it's a presumption, they tend to take players' sides. They know how talented Antonio Brown is. Obviously, you know, you can't act up. You can't get in a fight with your GM. At the same time, a Raiders team that is desperately trying to turn things around and not be an embarrassment, how would you think of the rest of the locker room is going to respond to the potential dumping of the most talented guy on their roster?
I think there's certainly the realization if you're in that locker room, you know, players know talent, right? They all know that Antonio Brown's a super talented guy and that, you know, he can help him on the field. But I also think, man, it doesn't matter what the job is, right? Whether you're a football player, you do what you and I do, you're working as an accountant, we all also know the guy who doesn't show up, right? And we're all there grinding and we're there, you know, working late on Christmas Eve and we're there, you know, working on Saturdays because it's tax season and we're accountants and we got to get through it. And then there's the guy who, you know, he's never there. He's always got some excuse. He's always got some problem. He's always got, you know, he's got to go hot air ballooning, you know, whatever the thing may be. And at some point, it doesn't matter how good of a radio host they are, or writer they are, or accountant they are, or football player they are. It's just, you're just tired of dealing with it. You just want somebody who's reliable. You know that, you know, when I come in on Monday morning, you know, Sean's going to be there and Kevin's going to be there and Susie's going to be there and we're going to get our job done, versus walking in on Monday morning. It's like, what on earth is Sean going to be bringing to us today that, you know, is going to throw us into a dither? I think that becomes a part of it. And I think that, you know, if I'm in that locker room, I don't know if I'm at that point. But, man, I'm pretty darn close.
I've been looking, actually, you know, to give you the heads up, at renting a hot air balloon, but they're a lot more expensive than I thought. So I'm probably not bringing that into work tomorrow. He is James Merrill at 104.3 The Fan. Make sure you check out all the content there. James is running the show on the digital side. And if you haven't been to the website in a bit, you should go back because there's way more than you expect and way more than you're used to. And it's just going to get bigger and better. James, thanks so much for joining the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. It's always fun. I appreciate you having me on.
Thanks a bunch.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First Bank.
banking for good.